New Zealand footballer Maisie Fraser has signed a record-breaking deal in the United States National Women's League. The 21-year-old will leave the Wellington Phoenix for the Utah Royals on a 3-year contract. Now, she signed for an undisclosed fee, which the Phoenix claims has smashed the women's A-League transfer record. We're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. I mean, we really want to know how much, Felicity. So have you been sniffing around? What can you tell us?
So this will at least be $100,000. The A-League women's transfer record was broken a couple of times already this year, with players moving from Melbourne City to the American competition. So defender Caitlin Torpy transferred to the San Diego Wave, and at that time that was reported as being a record-breaking $75,000. A couple of days later, the goalkeeper from Melbourne City, Lisianne Prue, went to Bay FC for around $100,000, and the Phoenix are saying that Maisie has attracted more than this. So this is why they're saying it's the record-breaking transfer fee, and I think they're going to feel like they deserve a bit of this. Maisie was one of the first players that they signed to the Women's Academy in 2021. They've been really key to her development as well. She's played 19 of the 22 games for the Phoenix this season, and which was their best ever season, and she scored 3 goals, got the team high 5 assists, and while she has 5 caps for the New Zealand team for the Football Ferns, the Phoenix director of football, Sean Gill, took a bit of a crack at New Zealand football today and when they're announcing that Maisie's moving on and saying that the national body are not investing in the development in the same way that the Phoenix owners are. The Phoenix are considered to be the only development pathway in New Zealand for people like Fraser to get into the big leagues of football globally. And Gill says the money the Phoenix get from this transfer will only really touch the sides of what they can do. It won't keep the club going forever. So the Phoenix women's coach Paul Temple puts Maisie's move into perspective.
This is probably like a watershed moment in women's football in this country, like to have a transfer like this and to have it at our club and to see one of our players kind of get this opportunity is just fantastic. And America has really led the way in women's football for decades now, and this league has been a kind of a destination league for the best players in the world to go to. So it is 100% a step up.
The Utah Royals sporting director Kelly Cousins says Fraser not only has the temperament, but she also has the technical and physical abilities to succeed in the NWSL. And the Royals have already started their season, so once Maisie's managed to get her American visa, she's going to be planning to get straight on the field.
Let's move to rugby league. Warriors have made a big signing of their own today. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so the Kiwis captain, prop James Fisher-Harris, is coming home to the Warriors on a 4-year deal. He currently plays with the Penrith Panthers, and he asked to be released from the last 2 seasons of his deal there is on compassionate grounds. He wants to come home to New Zealand to be closer to family. This is a pretty good get for the Warriors, though, because he's been part of the Panthers' last 3 NRL Grand Final wins, and the Warriors are calling this one of their biggest signings ever. They get his services from 2025. They're putting it into the realm of somebody, really, that they wouldn't have been able to get, maybe, had he not been coming home. He will require a lot of money for them, which is part of what comes into it, that Adam Fanua-Blake, who's a prop here, has said that he wanted to get out of his Warriors contract on compassionate grounds to go back to Sydney to be close to his family. It's a little bit of swapsies, a little bit of that working out. So that's worked out well for the Warriors to get one back when a time when perhaps they're losing somebody. But James Fisher-Harris brings that leadership on the field as well as being a very good player. So this is something that the Warriors can sort of bank on for the next 4 years as well.
Thank you, Felicity. That is our sports reporter, Felicity Reid.